This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Daniel Choi is the president of the Eastlake Foundation. The foundation is the major beneficiary of the charitable dollars from the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola. So it's a pleasure to welcome Danny Choi back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Danny.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me back on your show. I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk about the Eastlake Foundation and all the work that we do here in Atlanta to your listening audience there in Augusta. Thank you again.
Well, it's been a while, and radio by its nature, folks come in, folks come out. Let's talk a little bit about what the Eastlake Foundation does.
Sure. So the Eastlake Foundation was started in 1995, so we celebrate our 20th anniversary this year, to really do one thing, and that is to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty that had existed in the Eastlake community. And we are able to go about pursuing our mission really through two ways. One, that's transforming place, and that place being the Eastlake neighborhood. And second, it's really about transforming people. And that's really at the heart of the work that we do in the Eastlake community. And we do that by really focusing on mixed income housing, community wellness, and cradle to college education in the Eastlake community. And the Eastlake Foundation plays the role of the lead organization, or what I call the community quarterback, in driving the work across all three of those pillars, working side by side with great partners.
Since we spoke last year, tell me what's taken place over the last 12 months with the foundation.
Yeah, so much, John, has happened in the past year. We were excited in May of this year, earlier this year, to conclude our second successful year of having a high school. And we had initially started our high school in an off-site location, thanks to the generosity of the Atlanta Public School System, which Drew Charter School is a part of. And we were in that off-site location while our brand new Drew Charter School Junior and Senior Academy at the Charlie Yates campus was being built. And it really dots the neighborhood with a level of excitement. It's the big exclamation point at the end of our Cradle to College pipeline. And so we were fortunate to have our first academic year, this 2014-2015 year, in the brand new building, and wrapped it up well. And believe it or not, just 2 weeks ago, on July 29th, started our brand new year, 15-16 school year, because Drew is extended year and also extended day. So really excited about that. Really excited about a new program that we started this year. It's called Start Me Eastlake. That ME is for micro entrepreneurship, and it's done in partnership with Emory University with their Gesueta Business School through their Social Enterprise Center. And it is offering close to 20 people an opportunity, whether they are currently small business owners or aspiring entrepreneurs that want to start small businesses, with some mentorship and some learning, and then providing them with some seed money to start businesses in the Eastlake and Kirkwood community. Also, as I mentioned, this is our 20th anniversary, so we're celebrating a great deal of exciting events this year that will mark that. Two particularly I'll share with you quickly. One is our inaugural Road to Eastlake, which is a 5K that will loop through the Eastlake community, and the last mile of it will conclude with a run through the historic and private corporate club, the Eastlake Golf Club. So we're excited about that, and that's a fundraiser for the Eastlake Foundation. And last is our inaugural Eastlake Cup, which is a brand new golf tournament, and we're doing it in partnership with the Golf Channel, and our presenting sponsor there is Hewlett-Packard, but also some other great sponsors in CSX, Rolex, and BMW, and it will be tournament play, match play, between the NCAA's best four best men's teams and four best women's teams, and that will be in early November. You can go to our website to learn more about the Eastlake Cup or the 5K, the Road to Eastlake, which will be taking place on August 22nd.
So you must be deep into training for the 5K.
I am. I am a runner, so I'm
Are you
so
really?
Excited.
Good for you.
Very much a runner and excited that we will have, we're hoping to have as many as 300 people in Eastlake for this fundraiser. They really get to see the best of Eastlake because they will run through the villages of Eastlake, by Drew Charter School, down through the neighborhood. You know, again, I mentioned this is a unique and historic opportunity for the golf club, which is, again, private and is a corporate club.
We are talking
open its gates to runners.
Yeah, we are talking with Danny Choi, the president of the Eastlake Foundation, here on our annual Golf Gives Back program. In a city the size of Atlanta, Danny, there are an awful lot of worthwhile nonprofit organizations like yours. How do you cut through the clutter? How do you get top of mind awareness about your foundation?
Yeah. So, John, you're so right. There are lots of great, thousands of great not-for-profit organizations. Just like the Eastlake Foundation is a not-for-profit organization that relies on the generosity of its donors, but so many doing great work in Atlanta. We are unique in that we are one of few not-for-profit organizations in Atlanta really focused on transformative community redevelopment work, and certainly the only one that is structured in the way that we are, in the way that we've gone about our work through that integrated, holistic approach. And so the way we raise awareness is by having great partners, and those partners are everything from partners on the ground who provide great services, like Drew Charter School, the Eastlake YMCA, our Eastlake Sheltering Arms. Both of those provide early learning opportunities, and the Y also provides health and wellness resources. But it's also with having great corporate partners like the Coca-Cola Company. I think you know, John, that the Tour Championship each year is the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola because they're such an integral partner, and they have been, as well as the Southern Company, who presents the Payne Stewart Award. They've both been tremendous partners, and not just during the Tour Championship by Coca-Cola, but year-round with, you know, providing associates who volunteer with our students that provide internship and other career opportunities for our young people. So we're grateful.
What does Coca-Cola and the Southern Company get out of this relationship?
So, for me, what the Coca-Cola Company and Southern Company get is really a look into the future with bright, talented young people from our entire pipeline, as young as elementary school, but certainly our junior academy or our middle school or our senior academy, which is our high school. And they're looking down the pipeline to see the talented young people that eventually one day could be employees of the Coca-Cola Company and Southern Company. I also think what they get from it is a real fulfilling way to connect their associates with great causes like ours that they support. So whenever we have a Coca-Cola Company send its employees to do read-alouds with our elementary school students, or Southern Company, which has provided really great internship opportunities for our high school students, but also for some of our students who've left us and gone on to college. You know, just the feedback that I get from the young people themselves, but also from our partners at Coke and Southern Company, it's been a win-win.
Some may not know, are listening this morning, that before you went to work for Eastlake, you worked for Arthur Blank, the principal owner of the Atlanta Falcons. And so this is not your first rodeo with nonprofit organizations and raising money. Danny, why does this work so well, sports and nonprofit charitable organizations, and maybe specifically golf?
Yep. So you're right, John. I actually had worked at the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation as a grant maker for 10 years and other great not-for-profit organizations in the city like the Atlanta Outward Bound Center and Hands on Atlanta. But in the case of the Eastlake Foundation, I think sports and not-for-profit go really well together. We have a unique history and symbiotic relationship with golf because of the history of golf in the Eastlake community and the history of the Eastlake Golf Club, whose motto, by the way, is Golf with a Purpose, and that purpose is the Eastlake Foundation and its role with its partners to sustain Eastlake as a vibrant community, but really goes hand in hand and is, I would say, you know, a unique partnership if I've ever seen one. When I think of our programs like the First Tee of Eastlake, which is one of two First Tee chapters in the city of Atlanta and part of the First Tee National Network, and the opportunity that we're giving to young people. Many of our young people would otherwise not have the opportunity to learn the game of golf and to get the life skills, the nine core values that the program instills. And in several cases, over the last few years, we've seen some of our young people go on to do really incredible things, some of them on golf scholarships and playing competitive golf, collegiate golf, but also those of them who've just gone on to simply be great citizens in Atlanta. And at the end of the day, that's what the First Tee of Eastlake is all about.
He is Daniel Choi, the president of the Eastlake Foundation. Hope to see you soon, Daniel. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate it.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you, John, and thank you for the opportunity to share our message and really raise awareness amongst your listening audience there in Augusta. We like to say the golf season starts in Augusta and ends in Atlanta. So would love for anybody, any of your listeners who's interested in learning more about our work, go to our website, which is www.eastlakefoundation.org. Thanks again, John.